proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. We conclude our series on the Sermon of the Mount by looking at the end of Matthew chapter 7. Jesus Christ warned his audience that comparatively few people would receive divine salvation. In his own terminology, he said, quote, "Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Unquote. A popular meme going around in our days is that, just as all roads supposedly lead to Rome, so anything is sufficient to gain God's favor and eternal salvation. However, that's not true. Jesus Christ referred to himself as the way, the truth, and the life, adding that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Notice he said the way, the truth, and the life. Not a way, a truth, a life. Not even the best way, the best truth, and the best life. As Peter affirmed in Acts chapter 4 that, quote, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none under heaven, name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved," unquote. Jesus Christ also noted that mere verbal professions of faith would not prove sufficient. He said, quote, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." A changed life must accompany any individual's verbal profession of faith in Jesus Christ. James expressed an analogous thought in similar words in the second chapter of his epistle when he challenged his readers, quote, "I will show thee my faith by my works," unquote. Performing good works in and of itself, though, proves insufficient as a criterion for deserving salvation. Jesus Christ made that clear in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, quote, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works?" Unquote. The Lord said he would reply, quote, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Unquote. Note that the benevolent deed of such individuals did not atone for the iniquity or sin they committed. They had to have forgiveness from Jesus Christ, and that came only through having a personal relationship with him. The Lord concluded his Sermon on the Mount with a set of comparisons. He said that those individuals who heard him and did what he said would establish their lives on a sure foundation, free from the ravages of any tempest that might blow upon them. By contrast, those who heard him but did not put his words into practice would suffer great ruin in a matter of speaking. What about the reactions of those who heard the Savior's words? Matthew observed that, quote, "When Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes." Teaching something in your own name was definitely not widespread in Judaism. As a general rule, a spiritual leader for the Jews would not rely upon his own authority when arguing a disputed point of the Mosaic Law. He would again cite those writings of some other rabbi, an individual whom his audience acknowledged as authoritative. Jesus Christ, by comparison, did not speak after that fashion. He did not cite any other Jewish teacher as authority backing up his assertions. In fact, his words, "I say unto you," his words indicated that he possessed the innate authority to propound his doctrines. Only God had the right to speak in that manner. And Jesus Christ, by his statements, was asserting his deity. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.